Today's unpopular opinion is about friendship, specifically not wanting to share your property with your friends. Today's unpopular opinion specifically is not wanting to share doesn't make you a bad friend.
Hi, Steph. It depends on the item and it depends on the friend. Whether or not I would actually lend out an item to a friend. If they thought I was childish or whatever because I didn't want to, then that's their own prerogative.
Okay.
But I mean, I wouldn't exactly lend out my, I don't know, my car.
Really?
That being said, I'm busy driving my brother-in-law's car. He trusts me enough to do that. But yeah, I mean, it really just depends on the situation and who it is and the circumstances. I'm not going to lend my car to a friend who's like an addict and I don't know if they're going to sell it for something or, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It would really just depend on who it is, what it is, why they need it.
Yeah.
But yeah, nice to have you back.
Thank you. I would loan my car out easily. If any of my friends needed a car to drive for whatever reason, definitely, I'd 100% loan my car. But, here's the fine print. I have insurance on my car, which covers other drivers as well, as long as I'm the main driver, so I'm not worried about that. But they would need to give me a verbal agreement that if they got into an accident with my car, that they would pay the excess then. Because the excess is a little bit more if the main driver is not the one that was driving when the accident happened. So they would just have to say to me, look, Steph, I'll pay the excess if I do get into an accident. But it's fine. It's not going to bankrupt you. It's not going to bankrupt me. It's just an excess. And that's what insurance is for. But I'm more likely to loan my car out than like an intimate personal item. I would rather give you my car to drive than my shoes to wear.
Hey,
someone else wearing my shoes? No, thank you.
I suppose it's different for different items that you loan or borrow from friends.
Mm.
I've got a scenario where I borrowed a musical instrument from a friend and he says, on condition that I specify it on my personal insurance.
Oh, clever.
Which I've done and no qualms about it.
Yeah.
But I've owned this instrument for years now and I told him the other day, can't I just buy it from you? Can't I?
Yeah.
I want to own it. And he says,
okay.
No, he wants to own it. But since he's not using it, I can use it and make use of it. But he still wants to own the instrument. It's strange, eh?
I don't know. It sounds to me like you're renting it from him, but for free. And it sounds like he's being a really good friend. He is the owner, I suppose, so it's his prerogative. I don't know. Maybe he wants to leave it to his children one day or something like that. You never know.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
I do agree with today's unpopular opinion. Because I've had a similar situation before where I actually borrowed my car to one of my friends. And needless to say, when I got the car back, wanted to go to the shops quickly to go pick up some things. And I saw that my handbrake was broken, like completely broken off, as in there's no handbrake.
What?
So I totally understand and I agree with today's unpopular opinion. I just think that if you think that that person will look after it with their whole life and they will replace it,
mm-hmm.
or get you a new one if they break it, etc., that I think that would be okay, but it still depends on yourself and what you decide. But I do agree with today's unpopular opinion, and it is totally fair to say no
if you
don't want to borrow your things to
your friends.
Whoever,
yeah.
Whether it's a specific someone or you don't want to borrow it to anyone. Yeah, thanks, Steph.
Just got a message from my mom WhatsApping me while I'm on air. She's commenting on this topic, and she said, no, the only person she'd ever loan her car to is my dad, myself, and my fiancé, because everyone else she's ever loaned her car to has always brought the car back empty. Hi! The disrespect, loaning your friend's car, and then you bring it back empty. No. Guys, let's respect each other, please. It's also December. It's expensive. Petrol's like the biggest expense that all of us are going to be spending our money on throughout December anyway, so keep them coming.